Okay. Good luck, everybody. Given that tomorrow night, as Hashem, we begin to observe the holiday of Hanukkah, but rather than speak about the Parsha Shavuot, Parsha Vayeshev, speak about something relating to the primary mitzvah of Hanukkah, Neres Hanukkah, share with you an insight from Soloveitchik and Halavacha the Rav. We know that there is no Masechta in Shas about Hanukkah. So the only holiday other than Shavuos that does not have its own Masechta. There is a Masechta Shavuos, but Masechta Shavuos is not Shavuos, not the holiday of Shavuos, but Shavuos with a Shva referring to oats, take a Shua. Nothing to do with the holiday of Shavuos. You look, and it's not even in Seder Moed, of course. But if you look in Seder Moed, so we have for all the other special occasions. We have Masechta Shabbos and Erevin, Megillah, Masechta Megillah, right? If you have Shabbos and Masechta Shabbos Erevin, we have Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Yuma, which is about Yom Kippur, Masechta Sukkah is about Sukkah, and Psachim is about Pesach, and Megillah is about Turin. Okay? Yeah. We have our fast days, Rosh Shabbos, we have fast days, we have Masechta Tainas, and Chalamoid is Moed Cotton. And Maseches Beitza is not about eggs, about Yomtis, the Dinim of Yomtis. In fact, some people refer to it as Maseches Yomtis sometimes. So all the other holidays are discussed. Shavuos doesn't have his own Masechta because there are really not too many Dinim, really, not any Dinim that apply on Shavuos that don't apply on other Yom Tov. We have Minhagim, certain customs on Shavuos, staying up all night, learning, whatever, but there's nothing in terms of the basic halachas that apply to Shavuos any more than the other Yomtis. It doesn't need a Masechta, but Hanukkah, of course, has dinim, and it's just interesting that there's no Masechta about Hanukkah. It's not quite correct what some people say that Hanukkah never appears in the Mishnayos. It does appear in a few Mishnayos, but it always appears kind of incidentally. So, for example, one example is a Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, that discusses the laning, the Kriyas HaTorah for all the Yom Tovim. It mentions what the Kriyas HaTorah is, and a Hanukkah we read from Parshas, and also the Nesiim and so on. So Hanukkah comes up. Hanukkah does come up in Mishnayos, but it comes up, as I said, kind of indirectly. So there is no Masechta about Hanukkah. The Dinim of Hanukkah appear in the second parak of Masechta Shabbos in the Gemara, not in the Mishnah, but it appears in the Gemara. That's the parak that is known as parak by Mem Adlikin, which many people have the practice to recite on Friday nights after Kabbalah Shabbos, after Lechadodi, or in some places before Aleinu at the end of Maariv. People read over the Mishnayos of Maseches, Perek, Bamim Adlikin, the second Perek of Shabbos. So Bamim Adlikin is talking about what you can use for your Shabbos candles. The topic there is Shabbos candles. So the first Mishnah, which I printed in Source 1, in Shabbos, it appears in the Gemara, in Daf Chof Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Bamim Adlikin or Bamim Adlikin. We know this Mishnah, as you say it every Friday night. And the Mishnah proceeds to list off both the types of wicks that you're not allowed to use and the type of fuel that you're not allowed to use for Shabbos candles. We say Shabbos candles, we don't necessarily mean Shabbos candles per se, what we call candle. It means the flame. Okay, the light that we have. So the light usually consists of two things. It consists of the wick, okay, that the flame burns on, and it consists of the fuel which feeds the wicks. So the Mishnah's list, they're all different types of the things you make wicks out of. Talking about cedar and the flax and I don't know, other things, silk, I think, okay, in the Mishnayos. And then below B'Zephyr, it talks about the type of fuel you can use. You're not supposed to use certain types of tallow and tar and different things. So that's what the Mishnah lists over. The Machlok is about some things. The Mishnah is telling you these types of wicks and these types of fuels can't be used for Shabbos candles. I'm talking about Hanukkah. Okay, as Rashi says, in Source 2, by Malikin Lasos Psila, right? Well, you're not allowed to make Psila, means a wick, you're not allowed to make the wick. And lo b'zephes, once the Mishnah turns to zephes, lavlin and p'sila, elo says bim kom shemen. Okay, that's talking about in place of oil for the fuel. Kol hanim zephes ve'elach v'zashi p'suei shmonim. These are the disqualified types of oil or types of fuel. So those are what the Mishnah lists. What the Mishnah does not tell us is what's wrong with these types of wicks and fuels. What's the matter? Why are we not allowed to use them? So the Gemara, on the next summer, on Chof Aleph Mar Aleph, in Source 3, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, psilos, well, let's see, so psilos, one of the reasons, psilos, Amr Chachamim, Emad Likin, Bohem B'Shabbos, all these types of wicks, which the Mishnah says, the Chachamim say, and Allah use the Shabbos, Mipnei Sha'or Mesach Seches Bohem, because it's not a good wick, and the flame flickers. It's not a strong, either the wick itself is weaker, so it flickers. Okay, Rashi says, Kimin Sakin Paguma, it's like a knife with the word Mesach Seches, he discussed a little bit, and either it means that the wick itself is weak, so it doesn't, or the fuel doesn't really catch on the wick properly, okay, either way, okay, and it's not a good light, okay, and the same thing, they don't really catch on the wick. It kind of licks the wick a little bit. It doesn't catch properly, so it's an inferior type of flame. Pulls it, absorbs. So these types of wicks are oil. So what's the concern? So what? Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that these types of wicks and this type of fuel don't feed it well. So it flickers or it doesn't light properly. What's the problem? So Rashi in source 4 and the next Rashi, right? You'll be tempted to, when it's flickering, to try and move it or fix it, which of course is not allowed once Shabbos has started, right? We'll have to, just for a second, understand this for a moment to place ourselves back living in the days when there's no electric lights. We're not used to candles, I mean, other than for Shabbos and for various other things. We don't have candles because we have electric lights. But at one time, people lit candles in the home every single night because that's how you saw in the dark. As simple as that. Okay, so people use whatever fuels, whatever wicks they could to have light in the house every night of the week and every night of the year because that's how you saw it. It was dark. They could afford it, which not people can. And then they would make wicks and candles out of all kinds of things. And there's a discussion I'm teaching in the yeshiva the other day. This is a discussion. Can you use a candle that's made out of a basar v'chalav combination? After all, you're not allowed to be nene for basar v'chalav. You know, is that included? On the other hand, can you use it for Shabbos? Can mitzvahs lav lehenes? Maybe that's in question. Or for Hanukkah candles, can I use the chalav? That's from a non-kosher animal, which is mutaban, whatever. So it's just, we don't even think of that today. Because today, and we can all afford candles, not a big deal. We just said if people can afford it. The Gemara discusses what if a person can only afford candles for Shabbos or candles for Hanukkah. For us, it's a joke. You can buy a box of candles for $1.50.
No, 79 cents.
79 cents. There you go. Here's that on sale. Or you get it from the Tel Yeshiva in the mail. You know, one or the other. Right? I still get it. I don't know what else. I got it. I get it. That and the Harosis, right. Now, I don't want to talk about the Harosis. I actually eat the Harosis. We'll talk about it another time. My family thinks I'm nuts. I actually met a guy. That's why I use the Harosis. So we don't make a broch Harosis. I mix it with my Harosis. Much to her dismay. That's for a different discussion. But I actually met a guy not that long ago, Avrami from Yachad, who went to Telz. And he said when he was at a Boch in Telz, that was part of their job before he had a pack. He said, oh, someone actually eats it? I said, I do. Anyway, but in terms of the candles, on my side, he used their candles. But candles are joking. You get candles for next to nothing. It's a joke. Okay, yeah.
Because his house was dark.
Right.
What kind of rub
are you? It doesn't learn, yeah. It's hard for us to imagine. But in any way, getting back to this, so people had candles they could afford it every night of the year. So if the candle flickered, so you tinkered a little bit with the wick and with the oil, you moved the oil so it flowed in more smoothly and so on. Well, obviously that's not allowed on Shabbos because you're not allowed to kindle or even help a fire burn on Shabbos. So therefore, it says Rashi, the Chacham were concerned here that if you use inferior wicks and oil for your Shabbos candles, then it'll flicker and you'll be tempted to tinker with it on Shabbos. Like there's our button, right? The Osi Lahatos, you'll come to tinker with it. And that's why they said don't use those type of oils and wicks in the first place. There'll be a stronger fire from the beginning, and you won't have that problem on Shabbos. It tells you, son, him.
The oil shock, that it's not just a wick like that. It's supposed to be the light for the...
But to use on Shabbos. Yeah, but I'm saying... Yeah, it's used. Yeah, but that's the point. But why? So Rashi, because you may attempt to fiddle with it. Tosis Yishonim on the page there in Shabbos, the source 5, Mechafalav and Aleph, the Tosis Yishonim quotes in the Rivan a different interpretation. Rivan Pirsh, Hodom Aleel, Einin Shacham, Achar Apsila, Mishum Shema Yate, Lo Mishum Shema Yate, he doesn't say that reason, but a different reason. Ela Shema Yichbeh, or Yichaveh, Velekel Shalabayit. Maybe the guy won't. We're a trusting guy. He knows it's Shabbos, he won't touch it. But maybe the candle will go out, in which case it'll be dark. So you'll have to move to another room, right, with his light. They'll sleep, or there won't be any light at all, so we know Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis doesn't hear that, so I mean my husband or wife. Just be the ambiance, the whole atmosphere in the house. So we have to eat supper in the dark, okay, and you listen with the pass of salt, instead it'll pass the pepper, and you'll add it in, it'll burn your meal, whatever. It'll be unpleasant. It'll take away from the ambiance. The atmosphere is supposed to prevail on Shabbos. Or you might have to move to another room. Think about it for a second. We've all had the experience, you know, on Sukkot, when it starts to rain, so you got to schlep everything inside. It's a nuisance. So here, the light goes out. You'll end up having to go to a different room. It'll be unpleasant. That's the idea that Rivan says. And actually, the Rambam, the Perush HaMishnah there in Shabbos in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, so six. The Tam Yisro had lachos b'psilos elu levisha ein ha'esh nechazes b'hem v'chein shmonim elu ena nishavim heitev b'psil. They're not drawn as you can absorb by the wick properly. V'yayor ha'ner chalush. It'll be weak, v'chashuk, it'll be dark. V'yanichenu v'yaytzei, more or less, the nuance of a difference, but for our purposes, more or less like the Tosafot Yishonim say, you know, you'll leave the room and it'll take away from the mitzvah of Shabbos, v'yishakal ten adlokas neighbor Shabbos mitzvah. So the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah gives the reason of the Rivan. In Hilchos Shabbos 7, Perek Hei, Halacha Hei, Perek Hei, Halacha Ches, Hilchos Shabbos, there the Rambam gives the other reason. Shemen, Shemad Likin, Bo L'Shabbos, Sorach Shei Nimshach Achar Psilo, Avol Shmonim Shein Nimshach Achar Psilo, Yo Gzefes, Shabbos, Shemad Kik, all those things listed in the Mishnah. V'al Yen Chelet, Ein Mad Likin, Ma'ef Nei Ma'in Mad Likin, Psilos, Psilos Shein Or Nisles Ben, Velo B'Shmanim Shein Nimshach Achar Psilo, Gzeira Shem Yeh Or Haner Ofel, V'yata Oso B'Shoah Shishtamish La'ora. When you need it, you'll tilt it over, and that's the other reason. So I don't think that's the spirit. It's two different reasons, because they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. Two different reasons. So that's when it comes to Shabbos. You want to use only higher quality wicks and oil so that the flame will burn properly, either so you won't be tempted to tinker with it on Shabbos, or so you won't leave the room and won't go out. Okay. Now, there is another mitzvah of lighting flames, okay, besides Shabbos, that's in the Torah, and that is in the Beis HaMikdash. Originally the Mishkan, so the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, source 8, Shmos Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk says, Yato Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael V'yikui Elecha Shemen Zayis Zoh Kosis Lamaor. You have to bring pure olive oil for to light, lahalos ner tami, to light flames regularly in the Beis HaMikdash, be'ol amoid mechutz laparochas, right in the almoid, right outside the parochas, and so yarach also Aaron Ravana, the Kohanim, that's their job, me'erav ad-brokav v'Hashem, chukas modos meis v'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, based on that pasuk in source 9, the same Gemara in Shabbos, a few lines later, on chof aleph med aleph, Tani Rami Bar Chama Psilos Ushmanim Shamru Chachamim Ein Madlikin Ben B'Shabbos. The very same wicks and oils and wicks and fuel, which the Mishnah says is are disqualified for use on Shabbos, also Ein Madlikin Ben Mikdash. Those same things are also disqualified for the Beis HaMikdash. Not because there's an Isser, we're not worried about the reason. That's for a different reason. It's not for the same reason, because there's no Isser except Friday night. There's no Isser on the regular Tuesday night, the Beis HaMikdash, to fix the wicks, to tinker with it. And we also, no worry about somebody leaving the room, but rather because it is pasuk, Mishim Shenemar Lahalos Ner Tamid. Okay, it's got to burn all the time. And who Tanai Luhom already explained it, Kishay Shatei Shal Eves Ola Me'aleha. Velo Shay Ola Elide Dovarachim. It has to be. We'll get to it in a second. Yeah, one second. But the point is what the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is, Rabbi Bar Chama is saying is that whatever the Mishnah disqualifies for Shabbos is also disqualified for the Beis HaMikdash, albeit for a different reason. It's a Gzeiras HaKosef, L'Halos Ner Tomei, that the should burn by itself, you shouldn't have to tinker with it, and so on. So just as a side point in Source 11, Rabbi Akiva Eger is bothered, okay, why does Rami Bar Chama say the Shmonim and the Psilos of Shmonim, the wicks and the fuel, which the Mishnah disqualifies for Shabbos is disqualified the Mikdash, the fuel has to be olive oil. Pasuk says, same pasuk, Shemen Zayizok. So, right, so that's what the Kiva Eger says. Shemonim, look 11. Einmal, he said, Koshali, Lamai Noka Shemonim. Hab Mikdash, Einmal Likin, Rach, Shemen Zayizok anyway. Right, so why does it say Shemonim and so on? Or why does it mention Shemonim? The fuel, forget the Mishnah. You're not allowed to use anything else but olive oil anyhow. Right, so the Kiva Eger lives in a Kasha. The Kiva Eger is a Kasha, and it's usually a good Kasha. I've mentioned in the past, the story about someone who wrote a Sefer. Where he wants to answer all the Kivega, has a lot of kashas on the side of the page and different gemaras and so on. So somebody took it upon himself to give an answer to all the kashas, and he wrote a sefer, and he said he figured out an answer to all the Kivega's and kashas except for three. So he brought the sefer to a certain rav to get a haskama, and the rav looked at the sefer and he says, I see you understood three of the Kivega's kashas. Okay. Now this may be an apocryphal story. Nonetheless, Kivega is a kasha, it's a good kasha. Okay. So in the back of the Gemara, the Cheshek Shlomo, that's the Shlomo of Vilna, Zion of Vilna. He's the one actually who was the Magid, the Vilna Shas. He's the one who, put in the period, checked the Vilna Shas. So the Shlomo of Vilna, Binyan Shlomo is another sefer. The Cheshek Shlomo is printed in the back of the Gemara, and Shabbos Chafal Mervet, Amid Aleph Radit. So on his Pilsa Shemini, he takes his brother, and he quotes often, said, what do you need, Shmonim? He thinks the Tau Sofer. It shouldn't say Shmonim, same point as we keep Eger. Okay, but he notes of Chidushe Rav Amiri Take, Mashu de Logoris Klal Shmanim. Take, there was another girsa, which doesn't include the word Shmanim. So they take a look in the Miri, I printed it here, and that's Sugin Shabbos, Chof Alef Manav. The Miri's text was, Kol Hapsilos. Doesn't mention shmonim, the fuel, because that's anyway disqualified unless it's shemen zayzah. So according to that girsa, which Rekiva Egerman not have been aware of, the Meiri was not, you know, not even had all the svarim and so on. Then, so the Meiri was he already says there's a different girsa, and on the page Rabbeinu Chananel, okay, printed in 14, Tani Rami Bar Choma psilos sheomru lahadlik mahen b'shabbes also lahadlik mahmikdash psilos. Okay, I'm sorry. And he doesn't mention the Shmanim either. So that really does take care of Rekiv Eger's Kashi if you have that gear. So, okay, again, this is a side point. The Rambam also has that language. Okay, and that, you know, I'm surprised Rekiv Eger didn't point to the Rambam that he knew. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzmidin Musaf and Perak Gimel Alacha Tezua, right? Kol Apsilos also the Hadlik Bohen B'Shabbes 15. I'm sorry, Paragimel Hilchusunasa Alacha Tezua. Okay, Kalaptilos, Osir, Lahadlik Mamishabis, Osir Halik Bamikdash, Menor, Shinemar, Halos, Ner Tomish, who said, Tay Shahavis, Ola Mele. Okay, whatever, however, work out the gear side, I don't make a big deal about it. But bottom line is that in the Beis Hamikdash and on Shabbos, you have the same rules as to which types of wicks and which type of fuels are not allowed. Now the question is for us tonight. So what about Ner Chanukah? Okay, so we've spoken about the Shabbos candles. We've spoken about the Mikdash candles. What about Ner Chanukah? Okay, we haven't spoken about that yet. So that's exactly how Ner Chanukah comes up in that parak in Shabbos. I told you there's no specific about it. Not in the Mishnayos. Ner Chanukah comes up kind of incidentally right over here in Surah 16, the bottom of Chof Aleph Beis, and we have a machlokas. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna is of the opinion, Psilos Ushmanim, Shamru Chachama, Ein Madlikin, Ben Shabbos, Ein Madlikin, Ben Chanukah either. Okay, Rav Huna is of the opinion, same rules for Chanukah. Whatever types of wicks and oils can't be used for Shabbos candles, whatever they are, also can't be used for Chanukah candles. And he adds, Bein Ben Shabbos, Bein Bechol. Whether we're talking about the Shabbos of Chanukah, Friday night of Chanukah, Chanukah is 8 days. There's always at least one Friday night, right? There's one show. Sometimes there's two if the first night of Chanukah is Friday night, right? But and even Bechol, even the weeknight of Chanukah, tomorrow night or Tuesday night or whatever, you're also not allowed to use them. And obviously, the reason doesn't apply. And the question is why. So why? And okay, so you want to tell me the Friday night, maybe you'll tinker with it. What's the matter with Tuesday night? Still tinker with it. So what? Okay, there's no isser. So I'm a rubber. My time of the Rav Huna, what is Rav Huna's reason? Because Kosovar Kobsa Zokuklo. Because Rav Huna is of the opinion, explains Rava, that Kobsa, if the candles blow out, and we're talking about before burning the requisite amount of time. I'm not going to go into that shear tonight, but let's say a half hour. So before a half hour, it goes out. So the halacha is, you have to relight it. Otherwise, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Okay, according to Rav Huna's, Rav's explanation of Rav Huna, the halacha of Ner Chanukah is Kobsa Zokuklo, meaning if it blows out, you must relight it, and if you didn't, then you are not Mekayim HaMitzvah, which would mean that basically you have to hang around a half hour watching, making sure it actually stayed lit. So therefore, as Rashi explained, Hilchach Tzorach L'Chatchila L'Asosiyafe, so that's why, make sure you use higher quality wicks and oils so it won't go out, right? Don't, if you use these inferior wicks and oils, so there's a good possibility they're going to blow out because they don't catch well, as we said before, and then you retroactively will not end up having fulfilled the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. So that's why Rav Huna is of the opinion that you should use the types of wicks and oils that are good for Shabbos too, that burn properly, that, you know, and because Rashi says, Dilma Pasha Velo Misakimah, because maybe it'll blow out, and you'll say, I forget it, I had enough of this show with us. You know, you just have these things you flip off. We're just discussing this evening, you know, with some people. So until relatively recently, I used to pour in the oil and take a wick and put it in this metal thing and twist it. I made a mess. Okay, but okay, I thought that was, okay, that was my whatever. What was that?
Ravoda,
right. But finally, my wife said, Adkan, it's a mess. Okay, so you buy these things, it's not worth the top much easier. Okay, be that as it may, but in those days, they didn't have such a thing. So a guy may figure, oh, forget it, I'm not doing it. That's what Rashi says, Dilma Parsha Velo Mizakeno. Okay, he may not do it. And then retroactively won't be able to the mitzvah. So therefore, it says of Huna, Kofsa Zokuklo, that's number one. What about on Friday night when, after all, on Friday night, you know, and he knows it's Shabbos, but the thing is like this. He also happens to hold, it's not our topic, but umutar lishtamish la'ora. He holds you're allowed to use the Hanukkah candles for reading and for other things. So we're afraid the guy's going to sit by the Hanukkah candles and it's going to flicker, so he'll forget that it's Shabbos and he'll tinker with it. Okay, so that's his mutar, which is the same reason as the Shabbos candles. Mutar lishtamish. What? That's how we paskin, but he says we paskin. I understand. But this is Rav Huna. Huh?
Another light on, so
we'll get that. Now that's Rav Huna's opinion. Continues the Gemara of Chista Amar, the other extreme, well, kind of middle position. Said Madlikim b'hen b'chol avalod b'shabbos. Rav Chista says no. During the week, you can use inferior or cheaper wicks and oils. Not a problem during the week. Avalod b'shabbos, not on Shabbos. I agree with you because he holds Kosovar Kobsa ein zokuklo. He holds no. If it goes out, you don't. No, he says you don't on a regular weeknight. So you don't have to relight it. As long as when you lit the candles, it was enough to burn for a half hour, and then it went out. Okay, so it went out. Okay, it went out. It's nice. You should relight it. But you don't have to. Okay, therefore, if you use cheaper quality oil and wicks, you know, but you put it enough and so on. Therefore, he holds madlikin ben mechol, not on Shabbos. Shabbos, he agrees. Mutal ishtamish la'ora. Look at Rashi in 17. Mutal ishtamish la'ora. Okay. Hilchok b'Shabbos also shemayata l'tzarach tashmish. Again, Shabbos, you may use it, so you'll tilt it to be able to use it better. But so he's kind of a middle position. I just want to digress for a moment. Okay, Rashi's a little funny, that first Rashi in Zokoklo, Dilma Pasha v'lo misakinlo. Right? He says, Kovsa Zokoklo. What is Kovsa Zokoklo? And again, if it extinguishes, you have to relight it. According to Rav Huna, you're not Yosef the Mitzvah. If it blows out, you must relight it. The Rashi, we're afraid, Pasha. Pasha means on purpose. So it's a lot of the Achorim, what did I say? Posh on purpose? But why don't you say, you'll be in the other room, mistakenly. You know, why do you say Posh? Right? That's what some of the people are bothered with this Rashi. What is our purpose? What kind of guy we're dealing with? He wants to be Yosef the Mitzvah, so he's not going to, he will intentionally not relight. It's one on a weeknight now. He won't relight. Why does Rashi use the expression Posh? All right, so different Terutzim, the Rashash, on the 18 in the back of the Gemara, Chafal Avon Avon Shabbos, and that Rashi says that sometimes Posh means not on purpose. Okay, it's by accident. He brings riots, so don't make a fuss about it. He says, Pasha doesn't mean on purpose. Accidentally, I'll be busy, get busy with something else. It isn't, but that's what the Rashash is getting at. We're not worried about a guy who realized that it went out. He'll go to the other room, then the phone will ring, and somebody will come over, and the baby will cry, whatever else. That's the concern. But anyway, that's all a side point. Okay, now going over to Chaf Alvin Beis, back to the Gemara, there's a third opinion. Amar of Masnav, Amar lo Amar Bzeira, Amar Rav says, the last couple of lines in that source 16. Psilos u'shmonim shomer chacham ein madlikin ben b'shabbos madlikin ben b'chanukah. Rav is the other extreme. Rav says, again, we had Rav Huna who says whatever is not allowed to be used for Shabbos candles also can't be used for Hanukkah candles, whether the Shabbos of Hanukkah or any weeknight. Then there was the middle position of Chista that says, no, I agree with you about Shabbos. You can't use those wicks and candles on Shabbos, but you can use them during the week of Hanukkah because we're not worried that it's going to flicker. So he said, if it goes out, it goes out. Not the end of the world. And then there's Rav who says, no, Psilos Shishmona Shomer Chacham and Lichin B'Shabbos, unique din to Shabbos only, and a Mikdash. Madlikin B'Hen B'Chanukah. He says, on Chanukah, you are allowed to use them. Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos, both on the weekdays of Chanukah and on Shabbos. Why? I'm remembering my time of the Rav. This is on Chav Alam Beis now. Kosovar Kovsa Ein Zokoklah. Because he says, he agrees, if it goes out, Ein Zokoklah. As Rashi says in 19, top of Chafal and Beis and Shabbos, Hilchok b'chol shari. He agrees if it goes out, it goes out, so it's not a problem. And as far as Shabbos is concerned, he's lenient there too. Why? Because he holds also l'shtamish la'or, the wepaskin. You're not allowed to use the shachanet, the candles anyway. So we don't have to worry a guy's going to be using them, you know, to read by, and because you're not allowed to read by it anyway. Right? As we say in Halal and Erasol, right? Ein lono rishos l'shtamish man. That's how wepaskin. And that's what Rav says, we're not worried. Okay, and therefore it's even allowed on Shabbos, huh?
It was continuing to be that way. You couldn't use it for Shabbos because it was inferior with God and the smell. What about the?
Well, I didn't speak about the smell, so that's a different. But the smell also. So you leave the room. So you leave the room. So what? So it's got to do Hanukkah. It doesn't matter. Okay, what I wanted to mention. Yeah.
Out of the third, so if you use such bad oil, it will never burn.
Right. So that's an important question, and the issue would seem to be it still has to have a reasonable potential to burn for the half hour. Okay. It's similar. Right. Exactly. Right. If you light the candles in a place where it's going to blow out, or you're talking about a sukkah. Okay. Also. Okay. By sukkah also. If you build your sukkah in a place where it's dangerous to stay, so you're not. Right. Similar to that.
Or the walls will collapse.
Right. through a normal wind as opposed to a tornado wind. Yeah, okay, we'll make it back to that point. But what I want to look at as follows, not about Osir Mutter to use on Shabbos, but this is what Soloveitchik talked about, the issue of Kovsa Zokoko. What's the machlokas? What's the Nakudas Hamachlokas? Whenever you have a dispute, you want to figure out what are they arguing about. And he says, if the light, these Amoraim say, the light blows out, the Hanukkah candles go out, you have to relight them. And these Amoraim say, you don't have to relight them. What's it about? What's the dispute when it comes to Hanukkah? Okay? Kovsa Zokoko, Kovsa Ein Zokoko, what is the machlokas revolving around? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, this we know, okay, when it comes to Shabbos candles, what is the essence of having candles at the table or in the room on Shabbos? And again, project yourself back to the days we don't have electricity. What is it there for? Shalom bayis, to have light, to have an atmosphere, right? It's actually a kiyum in Oneg Shabbos. Okay, in fact, the Pasuk says, Yishayah Perek Menaches Pasuk Yigimel, so it's 20, some people say that as part of Kiddush at Shabbos lunch. In Tarshim Yishabbos Aglecha, what?
Shouldn't you have in mind all the light?
Yeah, but that's what we do. Yeah. But going those days, so Pasuk says in the middle of that Pasuk in Yishayah Perek Menaches Pasuk Yigimel 20, top of the next page, that's the Pasuk, again, some people say this, I think the Chassidim say that Pasuk at Shabbos lunch. Okay, it comes to the Haftar of Yom Kippur. It says, V'karasa la Shabbos Oneg. Okay, and the Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noach in Aleph 21 says Hadlokas Aner Diksim the Karas of Shabbos Oneg Zu Hadlokas Aner B'Shabbos. Oneg means pleasure and joy on Shabbos. So part of pleasure and joy on Shabbos is to have a pleasant ambiance, a pleasant atmosphere in your home. So we have electric lights, okay, but also as you said, many people say you should have it money light. The Shabbos has goes to electric lights too. It's to create a certain comfort within the home when you eat. Okay. Tosas in the sugya on Shabbos, Taka, okay, at the very end of the sugya, Chav Hamid Beis, is Tosas Dimas Chova, says, Aval Hadlokas Ner Hi Chova Shom Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos, Vekama Chovos Hein Detunim Bracha. There's certain obligations that require bracha. That's a technical point. The Rambam talks about it a little bit, okay? And the Rabbi Natam goes so far as to say, Ve'od Nire, Rabbi Natam, Shimahoya Haner Mudlok Ve'omeid, he says, if you have a candle burning from before Shabbos, let's say in those days, you have one of these seven-day candles or whatever, some big candle, and it's burning, he thinks, or Tom thinks, you should extinguish it and then relight it, because you got to do it for the sake of Shabbos. Okay? The Rambam Paskin, okay, the Rosh rather, okay, discusses why we have a brach. He says, Aval hadlokas ner b'Shabbos, Shayach Bei Brocha, the Isba Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. Okay? We make a brocha. Why do we make a brocha? I don't look at women, no, the man. I mean, whoever lights Shabbos candles, okay, makes a brocha. Lahadik Ner Shal Shabbos. Okay, I'd look at Ner Shabbos, Shayach Bei Brocha, the Isba Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos, the Mitzvah Oneg Shabbos. So the Rambam writes, let's look at the Rambam. This is all Shabbos candle, issue 24. Perak Hayalach Aleph Milch Shabbos, 24. Had Lokas Ner Shabbos. It's not optional. You can light or not light as you wish. Okay. He has a distinction between a mitzvah and a chova, which is beyond what I want to talk about tonight. Okay. He says chova, and then he says ve'echad anoshim, ve'echad noshim, chayoven lios bebotehem ner dolok b'shabbos. Men, women, whatever it is. Our tradition assigns this mitzvah to women. Okay, but actually, the man can light Shabbos candles, or if you have a group of men who live in a house together, a dormitory, or college students have an apartment or whatever, okay, they live, so the men have to light the Shabbos candles. I mean, it's not a women's mitzvah per se. They're married couples, so the tradition assigns the mitzvah to women. But Lamaisa, men have to have Shabbos candles also in the house. If there are no women around, so the men light. And by the way, Kiddush, it's the reverse. The minig is the man makes kiddush, but strictly speaking, 100%. If you have a woman, let's say a bunch of women live in an apartment or something like that together, college students or something, so they make kiddush. It's not a men's mitzvah. Anyway, the key in the Rambam here that I want to point to is echad anoshim, echad anoshim, chayav and lios b'vateyam, and that's the key for us, ner doluk b'Shabbos. The essence of hadlokas ner, as the Rambam stresses, is to have the candle burning on Shabbos, not the Maisa Hadlaka, the mitzvah is not to light the candles, it's to have the candles burning. Okay, so it's not a mitzvah on the act, there's no mitzvah that the symbol we read in the Rambam is Leos Bibotean Ner Doluk B'Shabbos. That's what it is. You have to have a Ner Doluk a lit candle on Shabbos, or lit candles. And then the Rambam goes on to say it's part of Onik Shabbos, and even some of his poris, and he says, V'chayev levarach, you make the bracha and so on, k'derech from bracha kolodram, shuchayev ben medivri sofer, the Rabbanon, we make brachas on the Rabbanon too. So the essence that the Rambam was trying to stress here, the Rambam pointed out, is that when it comes to Shabbos, the mitzvah is not to light the candles. You have to light a candle in order to have a candle burning. But the real mitzvah is to have the candle burning. To the point, you say the bracha, hold the thought. So the Rav pointed out, he pointed to a Mordechai in the second parak of Shabbos, Source 25, Remez Reis Sadi Dalet. Okay, he quotes the Mordechai that actually Rabbeinu Meshulam, all about Latosis, Lo Haya Mevarach Ad Lakas Amer. He held that there's taken no bracha on Shabbos candles. There is no bracha. Because at the time, presumably, because at the time you're lighting it, that's not the mitzvah. And later on, you come home and you have the candles burning. You didn't do anything. So he holds the taken of bracha, and he quotes the Gemara Menachos: Kol mitzvah shein asiyosa gemar meleches mitzvosa. Any mitzvah where the doing the mitzvah is not the end, ain mevarchen aleha. The ner Shabbos ain gemar asiyosa el b'shas achila. Okay, the mitzvah is really when you come home and eat by the light of those candles. So Rabbeinu Meshulam, we don't paskin that way. Okay, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Meshulam. Okay, the Rish says no. Yesh mevarch the lo kasha. And basically, he's not really a kasha. Without going into details now, so most, you know, when you have a mitzvah, it's sometimes it's called the maisa mitzvah, and it's the kiyama mitzvah. So usually the maisa mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah, and the kiyama mitzvah, usually they're simultaneous. Okay, picking up the lulav esrog, the maisa mitzvah is picking up the lulav esrog, and the kiyama mitzvah is picking up the lulav esrog. Most of the time, it's simultaneous. Well, sometimes there are mitzvahs where this is the maisa mitzvah, but the kiyama is later. So let's say putting up mezuzah. Okay, the maisa mitzvah is banging the mezuzah in the door. What's the kiyama mitzvah? You have a mezuzah in the door for the next 25 years, right? That you're mekayim the mitzvah. So here too, you would say the maisa mitzvah is the act of lighting it, but the kiyam, okay, that's how we pass it. But the Rav was pointing out, according to the Shita Meir Shalom, it works out very well and it makes sense. The mitzvah of Shabbos is to have a ner dolok, not to light the candles, but to have candles burning. What about in the mikdash? Yeah. Well, that's the bracha. That is the text of the bracha. Okay, but again, because the bracha is not on the neir, the bracha is on the act of lighting. Levaisa. Again, Rabbi Meshulam right here, but Rabbi Meshulam again says no bracha. Yeah. Cover their eyes. That relates to this a little bit. They don't get hanok from it right away. Okay, that's a different issue. Yeah, that's based on a Bahag. Anyway, what about in the Mikdash? It's interesting. We look in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam, Mitzvah, say, Chofei, 26. Okay, it says, Mitzvah Chofei, She Nitzavu HaKohanim Lahadlik HaNeros Tomin. There it sounds like the bracha is Lahadlik. Okay, but the Rambam is of the opinion that the Mitzvah Lokas Ner and the Menorah and the Mikdash. But the Menorah and the Mikdash, of course, was lit all year long, nothing to do with Hanukkah. The Menorah and the Mikdash was lit every night all year long, according to the Rambam. At night and in the day. Okay, because Rambam said the morning also. But be that as it may, he says, Mitzvah Chafei Shin Stavu Kohanim Lahad L'Kaneir Is Tomer Lifne Hashem. And he quotes that pasuk, right? Michutz HaPros HaShar Al Ha'id Is Yaruch Uzar Anavonim and so on. So there it sounds like the mitzvah is the Hadlokah, the Maisa Hadlokah. But if you look in Hilchus Tmidim Musafim, Paragim Alach Yud, source 27, he speaks about Dishon HaMenorah, which is cleaning out the Yeshuz, HaTobas HaNeiros, Baboker, Ubein, Arbaim, he says both in the morning and in the evening to Mitzvah Saseh, Shanemar, etc. And then he discusses a little later, that's in Halacha Yud, Parak Gimel, in Halacha Yud Gimel, he discusses what if the candle went out. That is a difference between the Western candle and the other candles. I don't know if that problem now, but the bottom line is, he says you have to relight it. You have to relight it.
Keeping it.
So that, therefore, you see clearly from the Rambam, there's also, in the Mikdash, Rav points out, it's also to have a Ner Dolok, to have the candles burning. Because if it goes out, you have to relight it. So it could be there's both. It could be there's both the mitzvah hadlaka and the mitzvah, or like you said, the mitzvah to have it burning all the time, which will be parallel to Shabbos. There's a bracha, yeah. Probably there's a bracha. Yeah, Ruka.
The Rambam says that if the mitzvah has say, clean out the
right. Menorah. Right. Yes, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure which points have the bracha. I'm not sure. I don't know. But my point is like this. So what about Chanukah? So now you're saying, so when it comes to Shabbos, clearly the mitzvah is to have a ner dolok. The mikdash was also a mitzvah to have a ner dolok, maybe also to light it. The two aren't necessarily exclusive. Okay? Maybe it's the same mitzvah, two parts, and so on. What about Hanukkah? So the Rav said,
the
ner
in the
Mishkan
and the name was Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos, the purpose of the
ner is to have a body of life. And a Hanami. Right, Bechila Oru Tzarech. Bechila Oru Tzarech, yeah. And a Hanami is a difference. I understand. But the mitzvah still would seem, since you have to relight, it would seem to me that there's a ner dolok. The question is, the Rav said, what about Hanukkah? Is the mitzvah lighting the Hanukkah candles, or is the mitzvah to have ner dolok in the for that half hour, by the window of your light? Huh? Oh, so let's see. So the Rav said he thinks that that's exactly the machlokas of Kavsa Zakuklov or Kavsa Ein Zakuklov. If you hold Kavsa Zakuklov, if it burns out, if you have to extinguish, you have to relight it like those Amoraim, then obviously the mitzvah is to have, not just to light it, but to have an air dog. Because Maharai, if it goes out, you better relight it, otherwise you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Whereas the other Amoraim says, no, there's no mitzvah to have an air dog. The mitzvah is lahadlik ner. Now you have to light it, that it has enough. His point, the way he said it in the Brisker terminology, was you have to light something which qualifies as a Ner Chanukah. What qualifies Ner Chanukah? Something that will burn for the requisite amount of time. You only put a drop of water. But okay, once you do that, if it goes out, it's okay. I mean, it's a nice thing to relight it. Maybe you publicize the mirror. But that's not the essence. So the Rav thought that the machlokes between the Amoraim on Kavsa Zakuklov versus Kavsa Ein Zakuklov revolved around this question: what is the essence of Eretz Chanukah? Is it the act of lighting, or is it having... Or is it having candles lit? Okay. Now the truth of the matter is, he says you look in Tosas, okay. We look in Tosas. So Tosas on Shabbos Chof Al Manav Gold Rav Beis. I'm just saying this as a side point. So the 28, okay. Because the Gemara, the Tosas is in Dibur Machlo Mutar 28. Ain Tom and Olay the Rav the Sover Huna the Mutar Lishamish Ora. Dilma Had the Omer in the Likim B'Shabbos Huna Sover Kavsa Zakuka Ben Yochel Hadlik B'Shabbos. How do we know Rav Huna holds openly? It says Kavsa Zakuklov. So maybe the reason he says, maybe he could agree that you're not allowed to use the Neris of Hanukkah on Shabbat. Not allowed to use it. Okay? Not Mutal Shabbat. So why is it also on Shabbat? Because you have to relight it. And because it's Shabbat, you won't be able to. Right? In other words, maybe he agrees fundamentally. Also, so it's a side point, not our issue. I can hear what tells me asking, why was Rav Medayik that Rav Huna must have held Kavsa Ein Zakuklov? Why the ain't the osel is tamish laora? Mutter. Look back in the Gemara, the original source. Rav Huna says, this is back to the source 16. Rav Huna says, Rava, in terms of Huna, my time of Huna, kasavar kavz zakukah fine. Umutter is tamish laora. He must hold that it's mutter to use the oil because he says, and the kadosh candles because he says there's a problem on Shabbos. So how do you know? Maybe he holds usher. But the reason he insists that you can't use those type of candles for Shabbos either, those type of wicks and oils, you know why? Because he holds Kavsa Zakuklov. And since it's Shabbos, he won't be able to relight it. So Tosfos gives a teretz. He says, because he actually said, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. What do you have to make a distinction for? So Tosfos Medayik, that he made that distinction to show that it is a Shabbos din, it's not a chol din. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, I don't know if there's a Ramban who disagrees, has a different approach. So to this same question, okay, and it really revolves around the question, more really to do with mutar shamish la'or or not, and he holds that on Shabbos, everyone's going to have to hold kavsa ein zakuklov because you're not allowed to fix it on Shabbos, right? So he says even the other mandam would have to agree on Shabbos kavsa ein zakuklov. So he gives a certain teretz that would not really work with this interpretation of the Rav. The Rav pointed out because the truth is if you hold that it has to be a ner dolok, if you hold it, has to be that, and that's the reason for Kavsa Ein Zakuklov. Kavsa Zakuklov is an air dollar, Kavsa Ein Zakuklov, the other thing. So he wants to hold it on Shabbos, everybody would agree, okay, that Kavsa Ein Zakuklov, because you're not allowed to relight it. So if you hold like that, then there must be a different reason for behind this machlokas. You can't say that it's having an air dollar. All right, so he says the Ramban, and he quoted a Beis Halevi that says that even Rashi seems to imply like that Ramban for a different reason. Okay, the Beis Halevi, he says Kavsa Zakuklov is only if it's flickering. If a taka went out, extinguished. When it's kavsa zakuklov, kavsa means it's dim. The Beis Halevi printed his chidush on Hanukkah is a Beis Halevi ala Torah. So the end of it's really only on Bereishis and Shmos. The Sefer Beis Halevi ala Torah is on Bereishis and Shmos. So the end of Bereishis, he has a few pages of his chidush on Hanukkah. I don't know. He didn't seem not to have gone on. I don't know. I don't know exactly why there's no more for the Beis Halevi. My son likes to come to Beis Halevi. I don't know if it's in the order anymore. Okay. But he wrote up. And we have stuff from him and other things that Talmidim wrote up. But in the regular Beis Halevi Al HaTorah, it only on Bereishis and Shmos, plus a section of the Bereishis on Hanukkah. So he says he thinks Kavsa, that whole machlokas, is only when it's dimming. But if a taka went out, then everybody would agree, comes to the zok, you have to relight it. It went out, you have to relight it. Again, that would not work with this interpretation of the Rav, that the person who says comes to ain zokok law holds that they don't have to have an air dolok, that you're finished once you lit it. Because they're saying this in Rashi. So, okay, but some would agree. But the Rav, meanwhile, that's what he suggested the machlokes is about. And it works in Tosfos, maybe not in Rambam, maybe not in Rashi for the Beis Halevi, but he feels that basically the machlokes is revolving around this question of the Neiros of Hanukkah. Interesting as a side point. Yeah.
Sort of, when you said the, in the risk for terminology, so it all depends on the lighting.
Right, the mice
on the light. Why do you need half an hour? That's the
right.
I mean, that's very circular.
Yeah, it's a little stretched, okay.
And then better with the space blade.
Yes, correct. Right, it's got some matter. That's true. So that part of the Beis Halevi works out better, Enochanami. Now, the Rav then digressed a little bit, asked an interesting question. According to the Mandomar, who says, Mutter l'shtamish la'ora, which we don't paskin like, but he said to me, it's an interesting question. Can you double up and use the Hanukkah candles for your Shabbos candles? Okay, after all, Shabbos candles, as our prayer said before, not only Mutter l'shtamish la'ora, you're supposed to. That's what it's there for, right? The whole thing is there for you to use and to enjoy. You're supposed to do it, okay? So, and discuss a little bit, what would the bracha be? Hanukkah, Nishal, Shabbos, Hanukkah, something like that. We do that in Yom Tov, but that's because
the same candle.
Can you use the same candle? No, use the same candle for sure. Why not? You're allowed to use it, so what's the problem?
Simultaneously.
Light the Hanukkah menorah on your table. So he points, this is a side point, that there's a Tosefta in Brachas Perek Vav Halacha Yutes, that sometimes you can double up in a bracha in two mitzvahs in one bracha. So he's talking about the Tosefta that talks about how Mahalach Lafish Tumo Maisvah. And you can say, Baruch Hashem, Kedushan, Tzavit, Tzavit, Lahafrish, Tumah, U'maiser. You're doing Tumah, U'maiser at the same time. You can incorporate it into the same bracha, even though if you did it separately, we two separate brachas. And the Gro quotes this in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is a side point. In the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Chav Hei of Aruch Chaim, talks about the Shul Yad and the Shul Rosh. Okay, the, you know, which bracha, what bracha you say, and what can you make one bracha? Okay, it says, Acharka Chaniach Shul Rosh, Shuloi Varki, Bracha Achas, Ustayim, that's the Mechaber, and, we make a bracha mitzvah tefillin. We have two different Ashkenaz. We have two different brachas. So anyway, there the Gra brings this Tosefta. So you can make a bracha on two different things. Okay, that was a point the Rav discussed as a side point. He pointed out the Rambam Paskin. If you look in Hilchos Maaser Perek Vav Halacha Tes Zayin and in the Shulchan Aruch Haradeya Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Ayin Ches, you can make this double bracha. Okay, see, he leaves it as a tzarach here, and the Rav said, not sure whether if you hold Mutter l'shtamish ora, so can you double it up as simultaneously as Shabbos candles and Hanukkah? Or Lamaisa, we don't paskin anyhow, right? We paskin, you're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles, as we say in Haneros Halolu. Okay, you look in the Maseches Sofrim, okay, Perkhof Halacha Dal 36. That's the original text, or one of the original texts of Haneros Halolu. It's not exactly our text. It's Haneros Ha'elu. Okay, Haneiros Elo Madlika Yeshua. So it's a little different than our text, but one thing it says is V'chol Shmona Simei Chanukah Haneiros Elo Kodesh, which we say, right? V'chol Shmona Simei Chanukah Haneiros Elo Kodesh. The Rav pointed out, you know, some people, and I've seen it on some of these things you get in the mail with, you know, for your Hanukkah candles, whatever, and some Siddurim. It's the language is not V'chol Shmona Simei Chanukah. It says V'chol Mitzvah Shmona Simei Chanukah. The word mitzvah in parentheses. I've seen it. Okay, I don't know if it's a Sfar thing. I don't think so, but it doesn't say the way we say it is the Chol Shmona Simei Chanukah and Erev Chodeshim. Okay, I was looking at it, but sometimes I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes. It says the word mitzvah. Huh?
It doesn't work
with
the song.
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay, everyone's got their own tune, but it's
work.
But also okay. I mean, they say that in an Erev Halalu, I think that the 44. The 44 words corresponding to the 44 candles you use the whole time of Hanukkah. Yeah, but there aren't. There are more words than whatever. Okay. But be that as it may, the Pisgah Rosh has such a text in Perek Beis in the Ches 37, the Kitz of Pisgah Rosh. Look at the second line of 37. Okay, it's not our Nusuf. But some people, I don't know what everybody here does, but there is such a Nusuf. I've seen it. Okay. So, and they're upset because that's part of the mitzvah. Taka the mitzvah is not to use it. Part of the mitzvah, and that's exactly what we say, by the way, the side point, but and there was halalu kodesh hain. And there was halalu kodesh. Really? The kodesh? I mean, that's what's on Tzum? Like I say, but there was halalu kodesh. What exactly does that even mean? The there was halalu sanctity? So the answer is almost like hektesh. That's how the Ran writes. Okay. Huh?
Is it
It's the next line. They
wrote a Rosh. Right. That makes them holy, right? That makes them separate ourselves from them and so on. Okay, and that's why the Gemara says, I'm putting together this side point the Rabbi noted, but Chaf Alpha Bez, Abba Rabbi, Tzorech Ner Acheres, Lishtamish La'ora. That's why we have another candle. We call that the Shamish. Not just to light the others, but even if you're lighting an oil menorah, well, you're not really lighting the candles from the Shamish. You're lighting it from a whatever, from one of these igniters or from whatever else, a candle. But you light an extra light. Either it's higher or it's lower. It's on the right or somewhere else. Okay, but we have an extra candle. Lishtamish Laura. As Rashi says, why? Ner Acheres 39 Lasos Hekel Adavar. And I said, Rambam Paskin Tilchus Hanukkah Perek Dalet. The Rambam puts Megillah and Hanukkah together in one section. There are four chapters, two on Purim, because the Megillah, two on Hanukkah. So. It's not that there are four chapters of Hanukkah. It's per Gadol HaChachet. Tzorech Lios Biso Chabayis Ner Echon Lishtamish Lo'oro. And the Shulchan Aruch also rules that way. Sim Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Sim Hei B'Tzorech Ner Acher Lishtamish Lo'oro. So, and the Bira Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and that's Sim Hei there in Sim Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, writes in 42, Pirush Rashi Mishum Ekeira. Barat Salomon, he says an important point. Shafil Lo Yirse Klal Lishtamish Lo'oro. Even if you have no intention, you're lighting Hanukkah candles in this room, and you're going to eat supper, or you're going to another room. You're not going to be in the room even. So you're not going to use the candle. Now, we shouldn't think that the extra candle, the shamash, is just there in case you want to use the flames to read or to do something. In effect, you'll be using the extra one. Even if you have no intention of using it at all. Okay, Tzorech Ner Acheres, Yecholus Biyad L'Shamash Lo'ore. Vayidei Zem Minkar, Shaner Arishon Hu L'Shem Mitzvah. Again, I remind you, in the olden days, people lit candles in their home every night to see. Okay? So how are you making a distinction? This has to do with Hanukkah. So you have to have an extra candle, even if you're not intended to use it. That's what gives it the status, so to speak, of the Ner Hanukkah. And if you didn't put it in a pesach and so on, or you put it outside, that's our minig. I was saying that the Ner Hanukkah, Ner Acheres, Afilu Lo Hatzorch, Yishtamesh, and so on and so forth. But now, there's something else the Rav added. Okay? The Rambam Paskin, as we do, so that's what he said about. Huh?
People light outside don't use
a Shabbos? I said we do at the end, huh? Oh, right. I'm sorry. It ain't so hard. You're right. I don't know what the minute is. Yeah, you're not using it. I'm not sure. I don't know what the practice is. I'm not sure. It's to distinguish and show this is for Hanukkah and that's for your own use. That's what gives it the status. Yes, yeah, sure. No one's going to use it. Yeah, no one's going to use it. Maybe. Yeah. I missed that. You're right. Now, how do we, getting back to the main issues, how do we paskin regarding Kovs and Zakah Klo? So the Rambam paskin in Perek Dalet of Chanukah Lokah Hey, 43, Hidlika v'kovsa eino Zakah Klo Hidlika pamacheret. We paskin, like the Ma'an Namar says, kofsa ein zakukla. Now, if we accept that chakira from before, that means we accept that the mitzvah is not having lit candles, but actually the ma'isa hadlaka. At the same time, okay, the Rambam says, and therefore the Rambam says, okay, that kol ha'shmonim alachavav, the kol ha'psilos ksheros v'ner chanakah, v'alfo p'isha ein ha'shmonim shachas achar psilav ein ha'arvan nitlis is yofeh, those kol ha'psilos, you're allowed to use them because we paskin says the Rambam kovsa ein zakukla. So therefore, these less, these more inferior types of wicks and oils are okay for Hanukkah. And he says even on Shabbos, okay, he says even on Shabbos, levisha also Shabbos how we use them anyway. That's how we paskin, and that's how it says as well in the Shulchan Aruch in the Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph Kol Hashmonim Apselos Ksherim and their Hanukkah. It doesn't matter. He mentions, okay, the Ramor right. In the second line there, Umiyos Shemen Zayit Mitzvah and Amukar, it's better to use olive oil because that's what it was in the Beis Hamikdash, right? But if you can't get it, so you find, and it's, of course it's better to use better quality. It goes without saying, right? Even if you're positive, it's in their mitzvah, and some people use wax, that's what we said there most time already. Nogim this Ela Hadlik Beneshul Shava, because it's a nice fire that burns nicely and so on. Just as some of you speak. So he always used oil, but he found the oil doesn't burn. The candle is good candles. They burn more nicely. Okay, so whatever. Okay, and so on. And we also, now look at Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. And this is not, according to the question, whether Hadlaka versus Hanocha. But he says, he seems to be saying almost foolish, like this Diak and the Rav had. The mitzvah is Hadlaka, is the lighting. Not the having the candle, not that lokos the mitzvah, there's a later machlokas in the Gemara where the mitzvah is to light it or to put it by the public place. To light it in the public place, or you can light it inside and take it outside. That's not a chonos man. It's not what the mechaber means here. Because the Gemara never links the two sugyas. Okay, lokos mitzvah or sanachos mitzvah and kavsa zokos, kavsa zokos. So probably that's not what the mechaber means. Okay, we'll see in a second. Look carefully, then at 44. Had lokos mitzvah, therefore, in kavsa, kodem sha'overs mana, eno zokoklo. Which is what the Rav said. The main mitzvah is, according to the lighting, the act of lighting. That's the mitzvah. So therefore, if it went out, you don't have to light it. And he says, even if it went out of Erev Shabbos, before the time of Kabbalah Shabbos, you still don't have to relight it. Okay, that's already a bigger chiddush, which was for a different time. Okay, but you don't have to do it, and so on. You can do it, okay? And the Mishnah Berurah, in so that same Siman, Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, so in Sivkot Neches, he says the reason... It says to be nicker that's near Chanukah. But I'm more interested now in Chafei. Hadlaka osimitzer. It's on a lomar. Look at 45. The Mishnah Berurah. So we're talking Chafei into the top of Yishayim Gimel. Kevon shehidlik peichet kiyam hamitzvah. The moment you lit the candles, you have fulfilled the mitzvah 100%. Lefichach im kavse ein zokoklo. Of course, now we come to your point, Lav, before. In Lika b'mokam haruach. You put it in a place where you know it's going to blow out. You lit it in a place where it's windy or where there's, you know, it's going to go out. Then because then that's like you didn't put enough oil in. So you made the dinner, and I was thinking the same thing to sukkah. Okay, you're not supposed to put your sukkah in a place where you know it's going to collapse. Okay, because with a normal wind. Okay, again, if there's a tornado, and sometimes we've had here in the past, you know, very fierce winds on sukkahs. Okay, so that's not your fault. You didn't expect such a fierce wind. But if you know that it's, even a light wind's going to knock it over, then it's no good. It's the same thing. Okay. And again, if you see that it's flickering, you should fix it. But the point I wanted to stress is, and I think this is like the Rav is saying, he didn't quote this Mishnah Berurah, but he says, Teichef, okay, Kevon Shehidlik Teichef Kiyam HaMitzvah. Now the Rav added the following, what's the essence of that issue? Okay, whether Hadlokah, the act of Hadlokah is the Mitzvah, or having a Ner Dolok. So he said as follows, he said, maybe, you know, you look at that same Gemara, Chaf Aleph and Beis. After discussing a little bit about Neres Hanukkah, the Gemara finally asks, my Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah anyway? Right? I mean, now we don't have that question by the other holidays because it's in the Torah or it's in Megillah, it's in Kis HaKodesh, right? The Gemara never asks my Purim. Because, what do you mean? Megillah says it's part of the Tanakh. Okay, but Hanukkah doesn't appear in the Tanakh. I mean, maybe there are allusions here and there, but basically Hanukkah doesn't appear in the Tanakh at all. And, you know, there is in the work of the Apocrypha, so-called Megillas Chashmonoim, Megillas Antiochus, although they're not part of Tanakh. So therefore, the Gemara asks my Hanukkah, this is a quote from Megillas Tanatonah Bonham, and tell us the whole story. B'chafei, b'kisle, Rashi asks my Hanukkah, Aleizen eis kavua, what miracle, what happened exactly? So the Gemara tells the story, we all know, right? On the 25th day of Kislev, there are 8 days, because Yevonim lahechal timu kol hashmonim, right? When the Greeks came in, they defiled everything. Ukshagavra malchus beis hashmonoi, v'nitzchum and the hashmonoim were victorious. Okay, bodku v'lo matzu ala pach achad shul shemen, shamunah v'chosom shal kongol. They only found one flask of oil. Okay, we know the story. And it was only enough to burn for v'yom echad, natsa b'nezi likum ala shmoni shamen. So, l'shon acheres kvom asom yamim tovim be'ahalel v'hodah. That's what I'll focus on, the Rav focus on for the moment, the concluding phrase, another year. The Chacham at that time established these as days of Hallel and Hoda'ah. What's meant by Hallel and Hoda'ah? So Rashi says in 47, Shabbos Chacham is Hochi Garcina, Vasomer Asom Yamin Tom by Hallel and Hoda'ah, Lo Sha'asur and Bimalacha. There's no Issa Malacha. You're allowed to do Malacha on Hanukkah, okay, obviously except for Shabbos, but you can, whatever, you know, there's no Issa Malacha on Hanukkah. Shalom Nikbu El Likros Hallel, Vilomar Al Hanisim Hoda'ah. Hallel and Hodah, according to Rashi, means to say Hallel every day of Hanukkah. And also in the bracha of Hodah, which in benching is Nodeh and in Shemoneh Esrei is Modim, to add Al HaNisim. That's how Rashi learns. No mention here of lighting candles. Interestingly enough. The Brisa doesn't mention it, and the Rashi is not alluded to. The Rambam, however, the next verse, the beginning of Hilchos Hanukkah, it's Per Gimel, because I said it's attached to Megillah. Per Gimel, Lach Aleph. The Rambam tells the whole story. Mabaya Shani, Kishamochiyov, and Gozuk Zeres, etc. That's not going to be it now. We all know the story. Okay? And the Halacha Beis, Kishagov, Yisrael, the Jews are victorious. Okay, they only found one jar. And it burned for 8 days. Halacha Gimel. Look at the Rambam writes. So, Ibnei Zeh, Hiskinu Chacham Yisrael Sador, the Chacham of that time established, Shushmona Seom Eilos, Yitzchilos, Melech Chamishosu, Chamishosu, Esim, Kislev. They named these 8 nights, starting the 25th of Kislev. you may simcha v'halel, that's the Rambam's lashon, simcha v'halel, umadlikin v'hen haneros v'erev al pischa batim, you light candles by the front door, or nowadays the window, whatever, and kol laila v'laila, each night of these 8 nights, why? Leharos ulegalos hanes, to demonstrate, to reveal, to publicize the miracle. Okay, one second, let's see, that's exactly what I see. He says the Rambam is telling us that here it says that Lucas Neros has a goal, namely to publicize the miracle. But a little later in the same halacha, he says Yama Elohenik from Chanukah, they're not sure in the Hespeg, the Tainus, the no the eulogies and old fasting on these days, Kimei Purim. And look right to the end, the strange statement about Lucas Haneros by Mitzvah and the Risofim Kekuyas Hamagilim. Lighting Chanukah candles is like reading the Megillah in Purim. It's a Mitzvah Darbonim, like Purim, like the Megillah. So Rambam said, what's wrong with adding? I mean, why add anything? And B, why say it's like, okay, we should say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, like a mitzvah d'ayim. I don't know, why does he? So I actually, this shit I'm saying over, I did not hear from the Rabbi myself, I saw it in notes, but I actually heard the Rabbi give a different teretz once. This. He said, because this is an interesting point, he says that, you know, what the Gemara tells the Megillah that when they wanted to make Purim, Mordechai and Esther came before the Sanhedrin, so it wasn't the snap decision, oh, okay, we'll make a new holiday and we'll make a mitzvah Megillah. You know, the whole discussion is about Tosif, we're not allowed to add with the whole discussion back and forth. Ultimately, they bought Pesukim, whatever it was, and they made Purim. So the Rav said, that's what I was telling you. Had they said no by Purim, had the conclusion been, we can't add new mitzvahs, add Mikra Megillah, they wouldn't have had Chanukah either. That's what the Rambam was doing by linking. He's saying it's a mitzvah like Purim. Okay, but this time he gave a different theorist. He said as follows. He said, evidently, there's really two things that go on with Ner Chanukah, just like there's two things that go on with Mikra Megillah and Purim. There's a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah as Mikra Megillah. But Mikra Megillah is also Challah. Because the Gemara says in Megillah, Yudarim Allah, 49, the Gemara says in Megillah, let's go over, don't finish it. He says, the Gemara asks, why don't we say Challah on Purim? We don't. Well, why don't we say Challah on Purim? So the Gemara has three different answers. Okay, one answer is that Nes happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. Another answer is that, you know, we're still in Golas. But I want the answer which the Rambam seems to accept over there in Hilchos Chanukah, Paragim, Halacha Vav, 51. Velo tiknu halal b'purim, shekriyas ha-megillah, hi ha-halal. The kriyas ha-megillah is a form of halal. So there's a double kiyam, two fulfillments in Mikra Megillah on Purim. A, Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah by itself, and B, it's a form of halal. To the point that there's a famous Me'iri in 52, and Me'iri in Megillah, Yudarim Allah, discusses, okay, which we're not going to go into now, another time, but he discusses what if somebody is stuck someplace on Purim and he doesn't have a Megillah. He says, there was a snowstorm, your flight got canceled, whatever, you're stuck someplace on Purim, there's no Megillah. So says the Miri, you know what? Say halal. Okay? I said, say halal. Because the only reason I don't say halal is because you don't have a Megillah. So I printed out the Shulchan Aruch in the top race side of Gimel. It was Purim, says, ain't karmo halal. We don't. And the Sari Chuba discusses based on this Miri, you shouldn't, without a bracha. Okay. It's an interesting question. But the point is, says the Rav, by linking in that halacha gimel, parak gimel, by saying hadlokas and eres ben mitzvah dibrei sofim kekriyas ha-megillah, he's saying Chanukah candles also has a double kiyum. It's Chanukah candles plus it's a form of halel, just like right that you may simcha b'halel madlikim and it's a kiyum, so to speak, in halel. Okay, now this being the case, one could argue if you hold like we don't, if you hold kavsa zokoklav. So that will work out very, very well. Because if you hold Kavsa Zakuva, really, there's two things. There's the Maisa Hadlaka, and then there's the Ner Dolok. That man number could hold both. The Maisa Hadlaka is the fulfillment of Ner Chanukah. The Ner Dolok is the fulfillment of Halil. Right? And you know, and the truth is that, again, we pass in Kavsa Ein Zakuva, okay? And around him, huh? Yeah, so that's a good question because to that does that you know so apparently the Rav is bothered by that question. In other words, Kavsa Zokoklav makes a lot of sense if you hold to this idea of there being two kiyumim. So it's very nice to say that just the man scientifically the Hadlok is one thing that's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the fact that it's candle burning that's the mitzvah of Halal. So the answer is because of Pesuminisa. Probably because more it's a way of praising God, right? And it's another means. However, Lamaisa, we pass in Kav Zain Zokokla, right? That's what the Gemara says. And the further in Shabbos, it says, right, that it just has to burn a certain shear. Right, Lyle, what you were saying before, the Gemara says, it says you have a half hour to burn, right? So doesn't it mean that have kofsa zokah. No, as long as it has to have enough shira, it has to burn that amount. That's what the Rambam says in Parak Tavah Lochachet. But I want to report, so the Rav said, you have to say that the way we paskin, exactly what you're saying, Dr. Zirno, that no. The maisa hadlocha, kofsa zokah. The maisa hadlocha accomplishes both. It's both a mitzvah hadlocha sneiris, and it's also pirsum enisa, even for that short amount of time. There's some pirsum enisa. So I just wanted to add, well, this will finish. It really looks like the afternoon of Shabura, okay? Because the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Tov Reish Ayin Beis Sif Aleph, okay? He says, Ein Malikin Hanukkah Kodesh Tishkacham, we don't light Hanukkah as before sunset. Well, the sunset means here, the sun setting of the stars, a different shear, okay? And if you didn't light that and so on, you could do it. Actually, the Rama holds, if you didn't do it, you have a Tishkacham Rav Ashok, and that's it. So you can't light late at night, but okay. That's not how we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Shayin Beis Sivalok we paskin. Ein Madlikin Ner Chanukah Kodesh Kama Elin Sof Shkiyos. So at the end, though it gets dark, whatever. Lo Ma'achrim, not late in that, not early in that. Okay. And if you're Torah, then you can light it earlier and so on and so forth, as long as there's enough, like on Erev Shabbos, enough to burn. Okay. So look what the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Katan Yud Aleph. Okay. He says, first of all, in Lo Yidlok Belayla Leker Pirsum Enisa. If you light during the day, there's no Pirsum Enisa. Who sees a fire during the day? Right. It's daytime. That's an important point. That's in Zikot and Dalet. Zikot and Yud Aleph, he says, really, you can light Kol Alala. If you're stuck, you can light really the whole rest of the night. So says the Mishnah Berurah, until daybreak. But, he says, Dafka in Bnei Habayis Na'orim, as long as somebody's up in the house. Aval in Yishenin, if everyone's sleeping, Ein Levar Chalem. You don't make the Brocha, and Liyadik below Brocha. Okay? Because no pursuing Nisa. That's the question. Is what if you're going to stay up? But he says here, he'll be right. He came home before dawn, everyone's still sleeping. Okay. Min hanachon, the best thing is, shiakitzeh, wake people up. Kadesh yuchal hadlik b'bracha. So you can light with a bracha. So I'm not, I once did that. Okay. I once came home late. I forgot what the materials were. And I woke up my son Yaakov, and I was 10 or 11 years old. I'm walking my dragon downstairs, and my wife found out about it the next morning. She was not 100% pleased. You want to wake the poor kid in the middle of the night, you know. But what's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, here's my point, because I want to bring a riot to the rope, what the rope said. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that you have to stay up the whole time, that it's lit. Okay? You just wake him up for the lighting. Memela, yeah, I knew better than that, believe me. Okay? I remember that reminds me of a story once, you know. I don't know, he said I didn't wake up my wife, I woke up my son. That was much safer. I remember it was once in Yeshiva Tarva Das, it was a Shavuos. My cousin was there, whatever, it was there for Shavuos. So there were some Yeshiva guys who decided to stay up the second night also and learn all night. Okay, it looks like that from the show. I said, I was like, whatever, but I did it also. But they didn't have a minyan. We only have 8 people, so we want to dive into speaking. So I was with my cousin. He walked into his friend's room and he shook his friend. It was like, 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, you know, we had a bunch of guys stayed up all night. We need a minute. You want to get up? And the guy turned over and goes, do you want to get shot? I'll never forget that. That was his response. So you have to know with whom you're dealing. But anyway, be that as it may, but I want to bring a eye that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say you have to stay up the whole time, because he could be holding, like we said, there are the hadlok is also personal. And finally, last point, I'm sorry, I want to finish over. The bir halacha in Tav Reish Gimel, Tiv Bei, says mefurash. Look what he says. The Rav didn't quote it, I'm just bringing it as a right. He says, Achein, where's the line? Beis hadlocha, right? At a time when you light it, you have to have enough shemen, okay? And look what he says at the very end. Below be'inan prisumenisa, rak be'eis hadlocha. Mr. Burr says in the Furish, Pirsumei Nisa is based on Hadlokah. Because we paskin, Kovsa Ein Zokakor, so the essential, so you can even hold like the Rav, that there's two different Kiyumim, there's a Kiyum of Hadlokah and there's a Kiyum of Pirsumei Nisa, or Halel, okay? But that's all accomplished at the moment of the Hadlokah. Okay.
Why do you think that we don't use it as a
hallel
for Hanukkah?
I was thinking of that because I was maybe but that's the hallel during the day. It's a different thing. Right. Okay, we don't say hallel at night. Right. Okay, except for a little Pesach. Yeah, we all like the daytime. So maybe, but I just wanted to suggest maybe. Okay, and this I'll finish. The Rav didn't say it. I'm not saying from the Rav, but just on my own. That maybe that's why Minig Yisrael, that Masechet Sofrim, is why we say Haneris Halalo. What is that? Everyone's got their own tune. What are we saying on Eretz Halal? Light the candle. Why do we have to say what? That's a form of Halal. You know what I'm saying? And Eretz Halal, we're saying what it's about. And there's a code of shame. And we say, we sing most. So we make a little bit of a fuss. And about a few, they say all kinds of tilling and so on and so forth. You know, okay, whatever one does. But Haneris Halalu, and there's even a discussion, some say Haneris Halalu while you're still lighting the other candles. That's a whole discussion. When is it? After they're all lit, after you lit just the first one, all kinds of mice. The answer that became almost part of Adlokas Neris. So I'm saying maybe that's because that at the that's the time of the mice Adlokas, we sing a little, you sing or say it, but what is Haneris Halalu? That's a form of a little bit of a different form of hollow. That's what I'm going to suggest. I wish everybody a Freilich and Chanukah.